Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. We are holding 8 lines from the top. In yesterday's Daf, we concluded with Achashverosh and Haman plotting together, scheming to destroy Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Vayosar HaMelech HaStabatoi. After this discussion, the Melech removes his signet ring and hands it over to Haman, in effect granting him authority to carry out the gzira. Omar Abba Barkahana, Gedoylo HaSaras Tabas, the impact, the effect of Achashverosh removing that ring, giving Haman the authority to make the gzira, it had a greater effect, a greater impact on Klal Yisrael to bring them to Teshuvah. Yoser Marboy Moshmoyna Nevi'im, even more than the 48 men Nevi'im, Visheva Nevi'is, and 7 women Nevi'is, Shinisnabu Lahen Yisrael, who served in a Navi capacity, admonishing Klal Yisrael, criticizing, giving Teichacha, Shekulon Lo Yechzirom Lamutav. All Nevi'im did not have the ability to truly turn back Klal Yisrael to do good the same way as this event did. Vilu Hasaras Tabas Hechziros Lamutav, removal of that signet ring, the gzera that came about, that really shook up Klal Yisrael. Rashi says they made fast days, they did the Shuvah. Pasuk says Soyim B'chiyu Misbeit Sak Ve'efer Yutzal L'Rabim. So this Sara, this shake-up, Hechziros Lamutav, brought them back on track. So at times, Chas V'Sholom Le'Elenu, Hashem resorts to Sara, to Gzera, to hardship, to suffering, which can at times have a more profound effect and impact in inspiring us, turning us back to the good. Tana Rabbanan, once we're on the topic of Nevi'im, Arboim U'Shmoina Nevi'im V'Sheva Nevi'os Nisnabu Lahem Li'Yisrael. In fact, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os serving Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations. V'loy pichsu, v'loy yisiru, amashakasu b'teiru, but all those Nevi'im, notwithstanding their greatness, they would not touch the Torah. They didn't take off anything from the Torah. They didn't add anything to the Torah, except for one instance. Chutz mimikra megillah. They added mikra megillah. And Rashi says, what about Ner Chanukah, which happened later? Well, that was after the Nevi'im were gone. It was after Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevi'im. Gemara says, Misha Pascha, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, that was the last Nevi'im. Other Mepharshim add that Ikra Megillah is unique in a sense that you're adding a ksav, you're adding a sefer. You may recall a couple of days ago we learned that according to some Shittos, Megillah has a Kedushas sefer. It's Metame Yadayim. And that's what the Gemara means. Nobody would dare add the actual Torah, except for one, Mikra Megillah, which was a ksav added to the ksuvim, to the Torah. Maidrash. Now, typically they wouldn't do it. Why was this an exception? What was it based on? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha. They applied a kal v'chomer. Uma me'ados l'cherus. Since we find that Klal Yisrael, upon leaving Mitzrayim, from slavery to freedom, Amrinan Shira, we say Shira, they said Az Yashir. Mimisa l'chaim l'koshkin, of course, when Klal Yisrael, the entire Yisrael is saved from death. Mimisa l'chaim, like in the time of Haman. Certainly, of course, we went to celebrate, and that's why we have the Megillah, that's why we have Pur. Yach, if that's the case, if we went to celebrate, Halal Nami Nema, why don't we say Halal on Purim? Rashi says, Halal is Shira. In fact, we say Halal on Pesach as well. And we have 3 turuts. Number 1, L'fishein Oimrim Halal al Nes Shebechutz Laretz. Halal only applies to a Nes that occurs in Eretz Yisrael, but not on a miracle experienced outside Eretz Yisrael. And the first one explain, Marsha, others. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a direct Hashgacha. Ha'aretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. There's a direct control. There's no intermediaries. There's no medium. There's no mazel. There's no sar in Eretz Yisrael. So we experience a directness. We turn back to Hashem with that directness as well, a shira of halal, as opposed to a nes in chutz la'aretz. As great as it is, but Hashem uses a malach, a sar. It comes by some means. It's not as direct as a Eretz Yisrael experience, and therefore halal was not applied in that case, including Purim, which occurred outside Eretz Yisrael. Well, says the Gemara, what about Yitzias Mitzrayim? The nation of chutz la'aretz, that certainly happened outside Eretz Yisrael. Hechevnin and Shura. So why do we have Shura there? We say halal Pesach at night. The answer is Kedesanya. The Brice explains. Achaloi nichnusul Yisrael la'aretz. Prior to Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael, like at the time of Paroi, time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hukshuru kolal rotz Islam Ashura. At that point, all lands were enabled for Shura. Mishenichnusul Yisrael la'aretz. Only after Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and we adopted this direct hashgacha, lo'yuchshiru kol ha'aretz l'mashira, no longer are the other lands suitable for a shira as a result of a nes that occurs out there. Which means that Hashem sort of follows Klal Yisrael. Up until entry, up until Knisa la'aretz, we had the same hanhoga, the same directness, wherever we were. Even in Chutz La'aretz, even by Mitzrayim. And therefore the nes that they experienced there generates Shira, generates Halal. But after Knisa La'aretz, it has been established that Hashem's directness, Hashem's direct Hashkocha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, a nes of Chutz La'aretz doesn't generate the Shira. Rav Nachman Omar, where's Halal on Purim? We have it. Kriyasa, the reading of Megillah. Zuha Leila, that's the greatest Halal, describing the Nes and praising Hashem. So Megillah is another version of Halal. Rava Amar, I'll tell you why there's no Halal on Purim. Bishlam Mahasam, we understand that by Mitzrayim, on Pesach, we say Halalu Avdi Hashem. We praise Hashem. We're Hashem's Avadim. V'loy Avdi Pari, no longer bound to Pari. Elohecha bar on Purim. How can we say that? How could have they said it? Halalu avdei Hashem, or avdei Achashverosh. They're sitting under Achashverosh's rule. They're going to say, Halalu avdei Hashem. Akati avdei Achashverosh anan. We're still bound by Achashverosh. So since the nes occurred when they were still under the rule of Achashverosh, the nusach of halal wouldn't apply. So we have three terutzim and why there's no halal on Purim. It's chutz la'aretz. Megillah is halal. There's a technical issue with the nusach of halal. It would seem, according to the last two terutzim, which is Rava and Rav Nachman, there's nothing holding us back from having halal applied to a nes of chutz la'aretz. It so happens to be the Megillah takes the place of halal. Or, in this case, since there was still avadim to Achashverosh, halal couldn't apply, but technically, theoretically, halal can apply. Even a chutz la'aretz asks the Gemara, Bein L'Rava, Bein Rav Nachman, who maintained that you can have halal chutz la'aretz, kasho, what about that braisa, which indicated otherwise, v'atanyu, v'shenichnasu la'aretz, once they enter Eretz Yisrael, lo'yuchshiru kol ha'aretz l'mashira, all ha'aretz will no longer valid for shira. So how can they maintain that shira can apply even to chutz la'aretz? Even shagolu, once they left Eretz Yisrael, once they went into Golus, they reverted, chazru l'echsher narishan, all the lands regained their former status. In other words, as we mentioned, Hashem follows Yisrael, Imonech Betzora, and once we left Eretz Yisrael, Hashem's direct Hashkacha follows us wherever we are, and therefore, Halal is in place and is warranted, even for a nes that occurs outside Eretz Yisrael. V'sul Eka. We spoke about 48 Nevi'im. That's it. V'oksiv Vayi Esh Ish Echad. This was Elkanah, the father of Shmuel. Min haramasayim tsoif mihails from haramasayim. The more makes a drasha. Echad mimasayim. Haramasayim means min, one of 200 tsoifim, viewers, nevi'im, who had that spiritual vision. So he was merely one of 200 nevi'im. 200. Shinisnabulam Yisrael, who were nevi'im by Yisrael. So how can you say it was just 48? Mahavatu Vahavu, you're right. There were many more than 48 Nevi'im. Many, many more. Ketesanya, Harbe Nevi'im, Omdelam L'Yisrael. You know how many Nevi'im Kal Yisrael had? Keflaim Kiyetzi Mitzrayim, twice the number of Jews leaving Mitzrayim, so 600,000 times 2. That was the total number of Nevi'im throughout the history. 200 by Ramesayim in that area, but altogether, way more. Ella, rather, we don't mention all the Nevi'im, because Nevo'ah Shehutzruch Ala Deiris, Nechtava, only a Nevo'ah, and only a Navi who was involved in speaking to Klal Yisrael, relaying a message, telling them some instruction, bringing them to Teshuvah, things which have eternal messages in them. Those Nevi'im were recorded, but other types of Nevi'im, you know, the Rambam writes that there are two parts to a Navi. At times a Navi will experience Nevo'ah, which is merely coming to raise his level, to bring him closer to Hashem, to give him that added measure of Chachma. It's a personal experience. It doesn't relate to the public at large. Then the Rambam says a Navi can experience a Nevo'ah where he's sent as an emissary in a public capacity, a different type of Nevo'ah. So only those public Nevi'im we know about, they were recorded in the annals of history. We have their Nevo'ah written down. And of those, we only have 48 and 7. But otherwise, the other Nevi'im who were involved in matters that were not pertaining to Kal Yisrael, we don't know about them. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmini Omar had a different drush in Min HaRav Masayim Tzoifim. Adam Haba Mishtei Ramay Shet Tzoifay Zoyezu. Elkanah hailed from an area which was situated between two peaks, two hills facing each other. Rabbi Chanan Omar, Adam Haba Mibnei Adam. Elkanah hailed, he was a descendant of those people, Sha'imdim Berumishal Oilam, who were standing way up high in the world. What is that? Uman Ninu, who are those people? Bnei Kerech, the children of Kerech, Tachsiv, Ubnei Kerech Lemesu. Although they were all swallowed into the ground, into the lower Gehenna, but the children of Korach, they did tshuva, and they were not part of that Misa. Tana Mishum Rabbeinu, we learned in the name of Rav. How were they spirit? Mokim Nisbatshalem B'Gehenem. Hashem made a mokim to keep them safe, a high place. V'amdolav, and that's where they stood, they were saved. In fact, Rashi in Tehillim explains that they came out eventually, and they married, they had children, and Elkanah was one of their descendants. Vayhi ish echad min amrasayim tzoifim, by three pshatim, one of 200 Nevi'im, who lived in that area. He came from this place between two Ramais. He was a grandchild of those Bnei Korach who were saved by standing in a high place. Now Rashi brings a whole list of the 48 Nevi'im, list from Bryson and Seder Olam, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Yeshua, Pinchas, etc., etc., until the last ones who were Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and actually Mordechai. Mordechai HaTzadik and the Megillah was one of the Nevi'im. What about the Sheva Nevi'is? Who are they? It's pretty intriguing. Seven Nevi'is? Sheva Nevi'is Maninu. The answer is Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, and Esther. We'll go through the list one by one. Who do we find that Sarah was a Nevi'ah? Dechsev, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska, Haran was the father of Milka and Yiska. Yiska is Sarah. Why is she called Yiska? Varam B'Yitzchak, Yiska is Sarah. V'lam Manikrushma Yiska, Shesach Sabruch HaKadosh. She would view. She would have that spiritual experience, that Ruach HaKadosh view. She was a Nevi'ah. Shenemar kola shatimar lea elecha Sarah shema b'kola. Shem tells Avram, listen to Sarah. She's saying good things. She's a Nevi'ah. In fact, Rashi brings that Sarah was a tad higher, was a step higher than Avram Avinu in Nevu'ah. Dover Acher, Yiska, another pshat in Yiska, shakol seichem b'yafya. Due to her beauty, everybody would peer at her beauty. Miriam, where do we find that she was a Nevi'ah? Dachsiv atikach Miriam a Nevi'ah achos Aaron. Miriam Hanaviah grabbed a hold of the instruments and she conducted Shira with the women upon experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does the Pasuk call her Achos Aaron, sister of Aaron? What happened to the fact that she was Moshe's brother? Omar Ibn Nachman Rav, Shoisa mesnaba kashiyachis aren. Pasuk is relating to her nevuah, which she expressed while she was only the sister of Aaron, before Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. Very merah, she would say, I see the ima shetelet bein. My mother will eventually give birth to a son, Sheyashias Yisrael, who will bring Yeshua to call Yisrael. U'b'shoa shenoylet. In fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, nismalakal abayis kulei oira. The whole house glowed. Amad avia, unashakal roisha. Amram was so excited, he came over to her, gave her a kiss on her head. Amad abiti niskaiman avosich. My daughter, your nevuah has been fulfilled. Look, we have that son. But when they had to toss him into the Nile, father came along and hit her, tapped her on her head. He said to her, Biti, my daughter, what happened to your prophecy? Perhaps you misinterpreted. Perhaps, as some say, the Navi has an influence on his Nevoah. He's sort of responsible for his Nevoah. Should daven. Should see to it that it gets fulfilled. That's what the Pasuk means. Miriam was very concerned. She stood by the Yair to look out for Moshe, wondering what's going to happen. Why does it say Ledeya? To know? Ledas Mayehi B'Seif Nevoasad. To see what's going to happen with her Nevoah. How is this going to unfold? She had personal interest in the story. Where was the Vayra Neviah? The Chsiv? With the Vayra Isha Neviah, Isha Lapidus. She was an Isha Neviah, the wife of Lapidus, and actually she was the wife of Barak. So why do we call it Lapidus? My Isha Lapidus, Shaisa Isa Psilas Mita. She prepared the wicks for the Mishkan Shiloh. The role of her wife is to prepare for her husband, who adds the fire, the flame of Torah. She would reside, she would sit, she would hold court underneath a Torah, underneath a palm tree. Why dafka a palm tree? Rav Shimon ben Avshalom Mishum Yichud, to avoid Yichud issues with men that came to seek her advice. Now, of course, we're speaking about a public area where technically there is no Yichud. But as some point out, this was a chumrah, midas chasidus, to set up court in a place where it's in full public view, that's preferred. Another reason why she picked a palm tree, matomer ze ein loy ele leiv echod, just as a palm tree only has one trunk, one heart of palm, this core which goes right up the middle and doesn't branch off to the branches. Af Yisrael, Shabbos Yisrael, likewise Yisrael in that generation achieved such greatness, such commitment, loyalty to Hashem. They had only one lev, one heart, totally committed to Hashem. So you see, Dvoira was a Neviah. What about Chana, mother of Shmuel, the Chsiv? After she had Shmuel, she was so excited, and she expressed her gratitude to Hashem. But this Palal Chana, Vatoymar, Olat Libi B'Hashem, I'm so thankful. I'm dancing for what Hashem did. Rama Karni Bashem. My stature was raised. My mood was raised because of Hashem. And there was some nevuah embedded in her words. Her son Shmuel was going to be involved in anointing of Nevi'im and Malachim. And Rama Karni means that only one who was anointed by a keren, by a horn, achieved true success. V'loy Roma Pachi, but the ones who were anointed using oil from a pach, from a clay container, was not Roma. Was not really successful. What does this mean? David and Shlomo HaMelech that were anointed using oil from a cairn, from a horn, which starts off narrow and spreads, gets bigger. It's something which is drawn out. Nimshach Malchus, and there Malchus was indeed successful, as opposed to Shaul v'Yehu, shenimshach pach. Their anointment came from oil in a pach. They didn't have that element of success. Loi nimshach Malchusan, their Malchus was not successful. She added, "Ein kodesh kashem ki ein biltecha." Omar Rav Yehuda bar Menashe, "Al tikri biltecha." The word Biltecha, read it, Ela Levaloischa. Nobody can match up with your quality of Levaloischa. What does this mean? Shaloi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basar Adam. Hashem's handiwork is way different than one created by a human being. Midas basar adam, a person, ma'aseh yadav mivaln oisai. His handiwork outlives him, builds a house. The house can last longer than the person. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu mivala ma'aseh yadav, as opposed to Hashem, who outlives his handiwork. She added the words of Ein Tzur Kelokeinu. What does this mean? Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, there's no greater artist than Hashem. Adam Tzur Tzur Alagabe Kaisla, a person draws a picture on a wall, paints some graffiti. That's it, it's one dimensional. At most, it's two. It doesn't have any life. Veinu Yochala Tilban Ruach Neshama. Krovayim Bnei Me'ayim. He can't answer it. Any spiritual spirit, Ruach Neshama, Krovayim innards, Bnei Me'ayim, and test nothing. Just a dead figure. Avakadosh Baruch Hu Tzur Tzura B'Seich Tzura. Hashem forms one Tzura inside the other. The Uber inside his mother. And he gets it to live. U'matal Ba. He adds, Ruach Neshama Krovayim Bnei Me'ayim. So, from her words, the fact that she was alluding to future events, we see that Chana had the ability to be a Neviah. Avigail, who was the wife of Naval, who was disrespectful to David HaMelech, when he was escaping, he asked him for help, he refused. And we find that Avigail, the wife of this fellow, was a Neviah. She was approaching David HaMelech, riding on a donkey, coming off the mountain. B'seser Ahar, from the hiddens of the mountain, Minahar Mibayle, it should have said, from the mountain. What is Besese Rahar? Amar Rabba Rashmol al Iske Dam Habamina Storim. She was approaching David and engaging him in discussion regarding Dam Nida, which comes from the hidden place. So Besese is the Dam Hahar, asking him to rule, to Paskin. Not La Dam Berasalei. She took some Dam and showed it to him to see whether it's red enough to be considered Dam Tame or Dam Tor. Amarlo, he turns to her, V'chi maran dam b'layla? Since when do we show dam at night? They want to wait until morning. We can determine the color. You know, the Gemara Brachas, Daf Gimel, Avdal, it speaks about David HaMelech being an expert. He would be involved in paskening about these halachas of dam. She says to her, it's dark, come back tomorrow. Amarlo, ah! There was a message here. She turned back to me, she says, what about the fact that you issued a dinin nefashis on my husband? That he's meant to be killed. How can you do that at night? Rashi says, a pasuk says, dinu b'lavoikim mishpat. Mishpat, dinin nefashis. Only by day. You can't conduct a din at night. Amar lo, he turns to her and he says, that's not a problem. Murder the malchusu. He's a rebeller. He rebels against the malchus. And you don't need to have. Well, it's Erech Midayne. You don't need to have a din for it. I don't have to follow the halachas of din. Taisa says, although it's mashman other gemaras that even by Marib de Malchus, they would make a din, but the gemara means you don't have to conform to the halachas, to the guidelines, to all the restrictions of a din in a fashis, of a typical din in a fashis. Amar lo Yisav Gail, a smart woman, she responded to him, Adayin Shaul Kaim, I understand that he was murdered by Malchus. He was disrespectful to you, but look, you haven't really asserted your authority, your kingship. Adayin Shaul Kaim, Shaul is still around. Your name hasn't really been established. Your Malchus, your rule, has not really taken hold, and therefore, said the Mefarshim, although technically you're the king, you're anointed, and you're really the king, but Murd b'malchus is only against an established authority, which doesn't exist now. Amarlah, he responded, you're right. I'm not going to kill him. Baruch tamach, your reasoning is justified. Ubruchat, you should be blessed. Asher ki lisani hayem azem mivoy bedamim. You prevented me. You held me back today from getting engaged in twice dam. What does that mean? Damim tarti mashma. Sounds like two issues involving dam. Now we understand that holding him back from killing Nabal is one. What's the other dam that he was alluding to? She saved him from another avera involving dam. Explains the Gemara. El malam shagilsa shayka. It seems like when she was coming off the chamar, her thigh got a bit exposed, and he noticed it. And that aroused the desire in him, was so powerful. Which carried him for three parasa. Tosfos says that it lasted as he was going three parasa, a long distance. Amarlo, he turns to her, Hishamili. He wants her to engage with him. Some of Farshim learn, he didn't mean right then, he meant eventually. After her husband's death, she should marry him. Amarlo, she turns to him, Laitia Zois Lachola Fuka. No, don't allow this to be a fuka, a pitfall for you. No, hold yourself from Avir. Now, according to Pashup Shat, he was asking her to be Mezana. And as Marshal says, that's why it's called Dam, because the Avir of Znus with an Eshet Ish generates Chiv Misa of Chenek. And that's what the Gemara means. He was saved, he was held back from twice Dam, killing Naval and being engaged in Avir, which generates Misa upon himself. Rashi actually says, in addition to Shvichas Dam, it was Dam Nida, because she was a Nida. The Kashan Rashi is because, aside from Dam Nida, isn't there a more basic Isser of Eshes Ish? Now I think it's the Marit was asked, how could it be Chasr Shalom Dover HaMelech Bechir Hashem should even attempt to do an Aver like this? Eshes Ish. So he says that Pshat, that he didn't mean immediately, he meant in the future. Sorry, he says a different Pshat. He says that Avigail was never really married to Naval. She was a Pilegish. She lived with him, but she didn't have the din of Eshes Ish. And that's why he says there was no concern with the din of Eshes Ish. But it wasn't appropriate. And that's why she refused. And that's what the Gemara means, Damnida. Because she wasn't tar at that point. So there was no issue with Eshes Ish. Rather, he was safe from doing an Issa with a Nida. In any case, she turned him down, and she says, be careful, don't allow yourself to fall. But she said the word Zois. Loitia Zois l'cholafuk. This should not be for you a point of downfall, a stumbling block, indicating that you're going to fall at a different time. At a future point in history, you're going to have a miksha with an Isha. Zois indicates Mechlav de'ika achritit. Down the line, there's going to be another instance where you're going to have a downfall. Umayni, what's that? Masa de Basheva. Story where he lived with Basheva. Umaskonachi, Havoy. In fact, that's what happened. So we see that she had the Nevuah. Avigail expressed Nevuah describing a future event. And she said, if you'll withhold, if you'll hold back, you control yourself, Vahoyso Nevesh Adoni, Tzrura B'Tzrachayim, you will be bonded with Hashem forever. Kiavas Mitzra Minei, when she was taking leave of him, Amrali, she turns to him and she says, V'heitev Hashem la'adoini, V'zachartei samosich. When Hashem brings you success, recall, don't forget, Amosecha, your maidservant, meaning, have me in mind. She was hinting to something in the future, although currently it's not appropriate for them to interact, but in the future, have me in mind. After her husband dies, perhaps marry me then. Amar of Nachman, Hainadam Inchi. This is consistent with the common phrase, it is a woman has the ability to multitask. Bahadi Shusa, while she's conducting a conversation, Pilcha, she's weaving her threads there. So on the one hand, she's refusing his overtures. It's not appropriate, but keep in mind for the future. Ikadamri is another phrase that can fit this event. Shafil va'azl bar avza. The bar avza, the young duck, drags himself along the ground. So he's down low, but they know his eyes are mitaifi, appearing up and far away to look for sustenance. So he looks like a lowly figure, but he's really looking up ahead. He has something else in mind. So here the Isha, on the one hand, was refusing, and then she hinted that slight hint, have me in mind for the future. What about Chulda? Was she a Neviya? Yes. Tachsiv v'yelech chilkiyo akoin. V'achikim v'achbar. So there was a story behind this pasuk. They discovered a Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was open to Parshas Toichach, and they were gripped by fear. So the king, Yeshio, he sent to Chulda to ask her, what's how we're meant to interpret this event, this Teichacha, this Sefer Torah that we just found. So we see the Chulda was a Neviyah. Asks the Gemara, there's another Navi at that time, Yirmiyah, who was a more senior Navi. So when Yirmiyah is serving, how could she, Chulda, present herself as a Navi? It's inappropriate for a junior Navi to operate when there is a more senior Navi. Amri Bei Rav, and Mismenush of Rav, they answered Rishmei the Rav. Chulda Krevas Yirmiyah Haisa. She was a relative of Yirmiyah. And she knew that he was not Makbe, he didn't care. And she was also being a Neviyah. Asks the Gemara, okay, that explains her action. What about Yeshayahu HaMelech? Why did he send to Chulda, who was relatively a junior, to Yirmiyah? V'yeshayahu Gufei Hechi Shavak Yirmiyah. Why would he neglect Yirmiyah? U'mishad L'gabo, and send her the question. Amri Devei Rabbi Shila, Mishmei Mipnei Shanoshim, Rach Moni Yisein. He preferred Chulda as a woman. A woman tends to be more compassionate, and he was hoping that she would either perhaps interpret the Nebuah in a more positive way, which perhaps a Navi has the ability to do, because he's the conduit for the Nebuah. Or perhaps when she sees the Gzera, she will daven to overturn the Gzera. So he wanted her services. That's one pshat. Rabbi Yechon Amar Yirmiyah, Lehava Hasam. Yirmiyah wasn't there at that point. Why? Shalach lahachzer aseres hashvat. You know, Sancherev dispersed Yisrael before, way before the Gullus, way before the Churban by Sirishan. He came along and he first took the Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad, Chatzit Shevet Menashe, who resided over the Yarden, sent them off. And he came back and he did the same to the aseres hashvat and the rest of the shvatim, except for Yehuda and Binyamin. Yehuda and the other part of Binyamin. So Yirmiyah went out to look for them, to bring them back. So he wasn't there. He wasn't present as Yisrael at that time. That's why they went to seek Chulda. What do we find in the Pesukim in fact that he did bring them back? This is a Nebuah presented by Yechezkel Hanavi between the first and second phases of Golos Baal. Between Golos Yechaniah and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Towards the end of Bais Rishon, he was warning Klal Yisrael, look, the Golos is coming soon. Klal Yisrael will leave Eretz Yisrael. And you know that Yovel only applies when Klal Yisrael are residing in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Shekol Yishviha Aleha. And if you don't correct your ways, you don't do Teshuvah, there will be Golos. Klal Yisrael will leave Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael will be abandoned and Yovel would not be observed any longer, and the Moicher al-Amerker al-Yoshev, the seller, would not go back to his item of sale, which typically happens by Yovel, to get back your house, get back your field. So he was warning them on account of the future. We're going to lose Yovel when we lose the land. Asks the Gemara, well, at that point, Sancherev had already banished the Aseres HaShvatim from Eretz Yisrael, and once that happens, although we have many Yidden living in Yisrael, but the Aseres HaShvatim were gone, and Yovel only applies when Klal Yisrael in its entirety resides in Yisrael. So at that point, Yovel was no longer active. Efshar Yovel Batal, can you say Yovel is deactivated? V'navi misnabi lov shei batal. The Navi is telling him, well, it's going to be deactivated in the future? That doesn't work. Ella, this proves to us, Melamed, we learn she Yirmiyah Hechzirun. What happened was Yirmiyah went out, gathered back the Aseres HaShvatim, at least some of them. And that allowed Yovel to be activated. V'Yeshiyo ben Amon, Melech Aleim. And they were all ruled by Yeshiyo ben Amon, who was the Melech Yehuda. So that explains the fact that he went to Chulda, because Yirmiyah at that point went out to get back the Aseres HaShvatim. He was successful. And in fact, Yeshiyo ruled over them, over the entire Yisrael. Tachsiv, we find in another pasuk that Yeshiyo HaMelech, who was Melech Yehuda, was actually involved in ruling the entire Eretz Yisrael, even the other Shvatim, which was not typical. Typically, there was a Melech Yehuda and Melech Yisrael. No. Vayomer Ma'atzi and Allah Zasher Niroya. He asked them over there. He went to Beisa, where they had the golden calves established by Yeravim ben Nevat. He says, what's this great Tzion, this great caver that I see? Who's buried there? Oh, that's a kever shel Akim Hashabam Yehuda. This is the kever of this great man, this is Ishel Akim. Vayikrus advar me'ela asher sisa al mizbeach v'beisel. Now, v'chimat hivu shel Yeshua al mizbeach v'beisel. What's Yeshua HaMelech doing in Beisel? Rashi says, Beisel was the bastion of Malchus Yisrael. That's where Yeravam held court. That was his seat of government. Yeshua HaMelech, Melech Yehuda, doesn't belong to Beisel. Elam Alamed, this teaches us, Sheyeshua Melech Aleim, ultimately Yeshua spread his Malchus over the entire Yisrael when they all came back through Yirmiyah. Rav Nachman Amar Mehocha, I'll show you another pasuk where Melech Yehuda spread his Malchus all throughout Yisrael when the Aseres HaShvatim return. Gam Yehuda Shos Katzer Lach. Yehuda will have this greatness, assert its power. B'shuvish v'sami, when I bring back the exiled of my nation. The Aseres HaShvatim come back and Yehuda takes over his Moilech on the entire Yisrael. In any case, we see Yehuda was surely a Neviyah. That's why. Yeshio center. What about Esther HaMalka? The Chesed Vahibay Mashlishi, third day of the fasting. Vatilbash Esther Malchus. She got dressed with Malchus. Big day Malchus with Bailet. She said, royal clothing. What's Malchus? There's a message here. Ela Shalav Shasa Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem's spirit enclosed her. We find that Levisha sometimes refers to matters of spirit. Ksivach Vatilbash. We have the word Vatilbash here. Ksiv Hasim, and elsewhere it says, V'ruach lavsha samasai. Amasai was gripped with the spirit. So she was enclosed, permeated with Ruach HaKadosh. She was in a via. Amar Rav Nachman, typically women are meant to be supporting of the husband, meant to play in a supportive role, not meant to be leaders. It's just not part of their nature. L'yoye yihirusa l'nashi. As she says, l'yinoye chashivas l'nashim. It's not good for a woman to be in a position of importance. It doesn't do her much good. They don't know how to handle it. In fact, Tarti Nashi Yehiran Havyan, there were two women of prominence, Visanyan Shemayu, and notwithstanding the fact that their names were not so pleasant sounding, which should have added humility, Chadash Ma Ziburta, one was Devoiro, which is Ziburta, in Aramaic is Lashon of B, which isn't so pleasant sounding, a bee. V'chada shmo karkushta. The other one was chulda, or the rat. And we see that nevertheless, they didn't conduct themselves with the utmost humility the way they should have. They were given this prominence, this neviyah, this position of authority, and they could have been more humble. How do we know? Ziburta, this is by Devorah, Sibba, Batishlach, Batikru, Baruch. She went to call for Baruch. She didn't go to him. He was more chashed than her. He was a leader. She should have gone to him. No. She summoned Baruch to herself. That was inappropriate. Karkushta, what about the Chulda? Chulda Navia. Ksiba Imru Ish. She responded to Shioa Melech. Imru Ish, go tell the man. She addressed him in that manner. Instead of saying, go tell the king. So they were lacking in anava, humility. We see from here that an Isha should not typically assume a position of leadership. They should be comfortable in the number two slot, supporting the men. That's their nature, that's their teva, and that they do beautifully. Amar of Nachman, Chulda, mibnei banav shi Yeshua ha'isa. You mentioned that Chulda was a granddaughter of Yeshua. Ksiv hacha ben charchas. By Chulda it says charchas. Uksiv hasan by Yeshua it says he was buried by Timnas. Cheras, you see, Cheras, Cherchas, we connect the two things. She was a descendant of Yeshua. Esvei, Rav Eina Saba. So Rav Eina Saba asked the Kashul of Nachman. How could you say that? Shmoin Neviim, we have a Brice. That there were eight Neviim, Vehim Kahanim, who were actually Kahanim. Yotzu, Merachav Azoina, the immoral woman, Rachel Azoina, in the time of Yeshua, she merited to have eight grandchildren. Neviim, who are Kahanim. Veluhain, who are these eight? Neiria, Baruch, Vesroya, Machasya, Yirmia, Chelkia, Chanamel, v'Yishalem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Chulda Hanavia, v'Bnei Bonea Shel Rachav Hazoina Oisa. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Chulda as well was a grandchild of Rachav Hazoina. Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva. We have the Lashon Tikva by Chulda. Ksiv Hasam by Rachav Hazoina. We have as Tikvas Chutashani. You connect Tikva to Tikvas. So she was a descendant of Rechav HaZoyna, not Yeshua. That was a kasha or Rav Nachman. Amr later, Rav Nachman responded, Eino Saba. That was the name of the Amor that asked the kasha, but Amr Glassam said he addressed him differently. Pasio Uchma. Uchma is a black pasio. Clay vessel. So he called him a black vessel. So Rashi elsewhere says, actually, it was a complimentary term. Tamil Chacham, due to their exertion, immersion in Torah, sometimes neglect to wash their clothing. They end up with black shirts. So, black vessel. This was a praise. He says, look, Miniyu Minach, Testaim Shmata. Between myself and you, Testaim Shmata will achieve clarity. We'll get to the bottom of this. Meaning, I maintain, Chulda came from Yeshua. You presented a brisa, she came from Rachav. They're both true. The Igaira. What happened was Rachav. She saw the Nisim upon Klal Yisrael's entry of Eretz Yisrael. The Igaira, she became a Giyaris. Venasva Yeshua, and Yeshua married her. Tosfos says she was not from the Shiva Amamin. She came from elsewhere to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore she was allowed to become a Giyaris. So both are true. Chulda came from this couple, Yeshua and Rachav HaZoyna. Asks the Gemara, how could you say that? Umi havalei zara? Since when did Yeshua have any children? Li Yeshua. Vaksiv. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which goes through the family tree of Shevet Ephraim, we have coming from Ephraim to his son, all the way to Nun Benai. His son's name was Nun, and then to the next generation, Yeshua Benai, who had a son, Yeshua. That's it. Stops there. Apparently, he didn't have any sons. How can you say that Chulda hailed from Yeshua? Benigli Havali, he didn't have any sons. Bantan Havali, he had daughters. Why did he only have daughters, not sons? So Tosfos Nafkim Obeis tells us it was an Einish, because during that war, he was Mevatel Kol Yisrael from Piri Veribya, and he got an Einish. Shaloi Hoyla Ben Zachar. Mida Kereket Mida. So apparently it was a limited Einish. A son he didn't have, but daughters he did, and eventually Chulda Hanaviya was born, was a descendant from Rachav HaZoyna and Yeshua. Let's do a quick chazara. Ayasa Melchus Abata, he says the Gemara, at times Hashem resorts to tzoras and gzeras to put us back in line. In fact, it can be more impactful than all the Musar were given by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im would not tinker with the Torah whatsoever. We have one exception, Kriyas HaMegillah. They had a drasha upon which they based Kriyas HaMegillah. What about Halal on Purim? Three Tirutzim. Either it's Chutz Laretz. Megillah is the Halal. You can't say Halal Abdi Hashem if the Nes occurred when they were still under the rule of Achashverosh. We have many, many Nevi'im that achieved Nevuah throughout the Doros, Keflaim, Kiyetim, Mitzrayim, but Nevi'im who were serving in public capacity, so to speak, of those who only have 48 men and 7 women, we went through all 7 of them. Miriam, Achais Aaron, when she prophesied of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, Dvoira, Isha Nevi'ah, Chana, Abigail, the story of David HaMelech, Chulda Nevi'ah, and Esther, Vatilbash, Esther Malchus, Shilav Shasa, Ruach HaKodesh. Psurus Teiris to all of us, and God's Klal Yisrael. And much atzlocha.